And when I talk about play, I should tell you that when my dad was away, there were some shakes left over from his woodshed. My mom built me a playhouse. And that was the hit, you know, of the neighborhood. The kids were always at our house between that and the stump and the, you know, we had a really good time.
Would you and your friends go up on the mountain to play?
Not really.
Would you go up?
We would go for walks.
Oh, you would go for walks?
We'd go for walks up there. And my dad, at Christmas time, would go up the mountain and get a Christmas tree.
Was that a very common thing for people to do?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
And he would go up there on Christmas Eve because that's when we decorated our tree. This was the Norwegian custom. On Christmas morning, or Christmas Eve morning, we would decorate the tree. And I got the job of decorating the tree. And we didn't have a very big house, so my mother had this, there were the cupboards that were at the full length of one end of our house. And so this tree was put in the corner there. And my dad would lie on the couch, and as I was decorating this, he would say to me, "No, no, you haven't got enough on there, or, you know, you need to do this, that, and the next thing." And you know the silver icicles?
Yes.
Wonderful silver icicles. And they actually hung. These days, they sort of blow. There's static in them. These didn't have static. They were metal almost. And when you took these out, my dad, everyone had to be separated. So I learned very early how to decorate a Christmas tree.
So no flinging.
No flinging.
To be placed.
And you know, when you look at the Norwegian Christmas trees, that's how they are. They're very, very particular about their Christmas trees.
Okay.
But anyway, that's...
So you would go walking on the mountain. I've heard stories about kids going walking on the mountain, going to the edge and rolling stones down the mountain. Did you do that?
I can't remember rolling stones. I think I was probably too scared to go to the edge, right to the edge. But I can't remember rolling stones, but we may have done that.
Yeah.
But that was on the north side of the mountain.
Yes.
And it is very steep there, and every once in a while somebody would fall down there.
Oh, dear.
And so
there
then,
were stories about that.
Yeah, and it actually happened. And then they would have to go around on Barnett and get them from there.
Do you have a story about that? Do you remember?
Well, I don't. I just remember, you know, hearing that somebody now had fallen down the mountain, and of course we were very careful. But Burnaby did put up a bit of a fence, and that fence was made of water pipe, that type of a fence. So it just had, like, the pipe that went into the ground, and then one across the middle and one across the top, and it wasn't very high, maybe 4 or 5 feet.
When would they have done that?
I guess that was when... Would that be when they started the park? I don't know.
Could it have been in the, when they did the Centennial Park? That would have been 57, 58.
I don't know when they did that. I shouldn't say because I don't really know, but I remember seeing that there. It was didn't go all the way around, as I remember, but it was there in certain spots in the place, you know. And if you went over to that fence, the thing went straight down.
Yes.
You know, so if you got too close to the edge, it would give way.
Oh, boy.
And you were gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't anywhere to go but straight down. And I guess it's still that way. I haven't been up there for quite a while.
Yeah. Would you go, would there be other things that you would do to play up on the mountain?
Not really, I don't think.
Do you remember going tobogganing?
Oh, I do. My dad made me a sleigh. And most of the people, the young people there, had sleighs that were made out of 2x4s. The runners were 2x4s, and so was the top. So these things were very heavy. And they had no metal on the bottom of the runner. So my dad made me a sleigh that was made out of plywood top. And then he had made it out of 1x4, maybe. Maybe it wasn't even one, but it probably was. And then that was the rudders. And then on those, he had put aluminum, a strip of aluminum. So this thing went like lightning. And I could beat anybody and go further than anybody. But my mom also used this. She was great at sleigh riding. So at night, she would go out and sleigh ride. Because
on Curtis?
On Curtis, because there was no traffic. You know, in the 1940s, Burnwood wasn't through, so there was no point in people going that way. Now we have people from Coquitlam and all that area who use that because it's much easier than going Lougheed. But my mama would go out in the evening, and I can remember there was one street light there, and we used to stand there and watch the snow coming down on that street light. It was just so special. And so every time I see the snow and the street light, I think about that. But my mom never laid on a sleigh. She sat on it. And so she sat on, you know, the back end, her feet on the front. And then she had a vine maple, and she used that for a rudder. A stem off the vine maple, just a, you know, the trunk and all. Because the vine maples grow up in many pieces, so she would cut a piece off that at the ground, and then she had this thing at the back with a few branches on it, maybe. Or maybe one, and then she used that for a rudder, and she could really go, you know. Well, of course, when you sit, your weight is on the back of the sleigh, so that makes it go that much faster, yes, too. But I can remember my sleigh was the fastest one on the hill, and these kids had these heavy sleighs. And one of the boys, he said to me, "Will you, if I pull your sleigh up the hill," and it was not a heavy sleigh, I mean, I could manage it very, very easy, but he said, "If I pull your sleigh up the hill for you, will you let me ride down with you?" So that's what we did. And every night after that, or every afternoon, because we went to school, some of them did anyway, and we would go up there, and he would come take my sleigh up the hill, and off we would go. And then when I had to go in sometimes, he would use my sleigh.